Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh List, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
On Sunday on The Score, the only place for live coverage of the 47th running of the Chicago Marathon. Hi there, I'm Josh List, along with Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler. Yards from the finish line on beautiful Columbus Drive, Kerry Pinkowski Way, named long ago after the longtime race director. Yeah, the flags here at the finish line are barely rippling. Conditions and temperatures in the 50s making it ideal for these runners who are off in all four races and on record pace, maybe even U.S. record pace on the men's side. Blue skies above and down here at our broadcast position, just a few minutes after 8 a.m. We want to wish you luck if you're running today or cheering anybody else on. We know this great race isn't possible without the amazing title sponsor and support of the Bank of America. And Bank of America Chicago's president, Rita Cook, joins us this morning on The Score. Good morning, Rita. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, the enthusiasm level is off the charts. What have you seen so far today that's made this such a great celebration already?
So I was up at the start line, and I got to see not only the elites take off, but our athletes with disability, and met a few people. It was their first marathon, and some that were going for personal records. And to your point, the weather today is perfect for all of the above.
What a relationship. The Chicago Marathon and Bank of America, and now together for so many years. You can tell us how many years. What makes the relationship just right? What's the payoff?
So if you think about it, we get to welcome 53,000 people to my hometown. A quarter are coming in to see my city for the first time, but a third are coming in from international locations. And so there's a few things that I've got pride in. One, I love to showcase my city to 121 countries, all 50 states and all 50 wards. And if you think about the economic impact of that, $683 million last year. People are staying at our hotels, shopping at our local stores, eating at our restaurants. But I always tell people, if you're sitting home and you're not going to be one of our 1.8 million spectators, why do you care? You care because we've got 18,000 runners out there on the course today. They've not only trained, but they have fundraised for over 200 causes, whether it's American Cancer, American Diabetes, Peace Runner 773 in Chicago, Lurie's, Pause here in Chicago. It's just a great day overall.
Absolutely. 218 official charity teams, $36 million raised by charity runners last year, probably break that this year. And since 2002, I mean, this is a few hundred million dollars raised for nonprofits just over the last few years. I know Jenny Spangler, one of our experts here at our broadcast position near the finish line, one of the elite U.S. women's runners, is actually running for a cause this year.
Absolutely. Dakota Popain is running for the American Cancer Society. I heard she's already raised close to $20,000, which is amazing. And, you know, honestly, you don't usually see elite athletes at, you know, they do so much for the sport, but they don't for their event, their A race of the year, don't typically raise money for charity. So this is just an outstanding testament to her and the charity program and Bank of America that she's stepped up to do this.
Yeah, when the elites are stepping up to fundraise, it's great. So Chicago's on display. It's your hometown. Now we're looking at some blazing fast times already. I mean, you're a sports fan. What do you think about what you're seeing actually on the course right now?
I've got to tell you, Chicago's known for the race as a city of records. And so I was fortunate to hold the tape when Kelvin Kiptum had set the men's world record 2 years ago. I was standing side watching Ruth Chepngetich set it this year. And as you had mentioned early on, Connor is really out this year to get the U.S. men. So city of records, weather is perfect and exciting day. Whether it's economic profit impact, whether it's philanthropic impact or your race course personals.
It's a real celebration, and it's many, many months in the making. When this thing ends today, you'll probably be flipping the calendar in Monday morning. Maybe you'll give the folks a day off tomorrow. What do you think?
I got to tell you, Carrie Pinkowski, I think, already started planning for 2026 last week. So I know Bank of America has, and we're excited to be here every year.
Well, you know how to get it done, and the race surely appreciates your support. Rita Cook, president of Bank of America Chicago, and thanks for as well for being a friend of the score. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, Rita. Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, we're going to catch up our listeners now on what's happening in the men's and women's elite fields. Why don't we start with the men? We were sort of gobsmacked at the fast start, but how have they settled down, Josh?
Yeah, they've really settled in. So they were 13:58 at 5,000, obviously too fast. That's 1:57 marathon pace. Their next 5K was 14:28. So they have slowed down, settled in. They're still on 1:59:54 marathon pace right now. So talking about settling in, it's really
a
statement.
Oh, Jenny, what did he just say? What kind of pace?
Wowza is all I have to say.
I mean, is breaking two going to be sort of a second half of this marathon description? Are we going to using that phrase? Is that fair at this rate?
Well, what I've noticed, John Carreer, as we know, is known more as a closer, and he typically does not go out this quickly, so he's excited. So I am very, very interested to see how he handles the second half. And we've got Jacob Kiplimo, the world half marathon record, who likes to go out fast. So this is going to be exciting, is all I have
Kiplimo
to say.
Kiplimo and Carreer. And Connor Mance, the top American in the field. What kind of update do you have on him, Josh Cox?
Yeah, so he's very similar to the leaders. He was 14:23. That's 201:22 marathon pace. Then his next split was 29:20. That's a 14:57. So essentially 14:23 to 14:57. He's settling in the exact same way. He's on 203:44 pace right now. So you talk about this American record going down. I do think he gets it today.
Wow. Records will fall today on the score if these paces keep up. An amazing showing by these runners so far. And on the score in our broadcast here, we're only in our second hour. We've got a lot more ground to cover. Do you guys remember, Jenny and Josh, you guys are accomplished distance runners. You know, if you got too close to those, like, lead trucks, they'd be spitting exhaust in your face, you know, back in the day. They, of course, you know, Kia, they've got the awesome electric vehicles now. As I segue to our next guest, Jerry O'Sullivan, back with us on the Scores broadcast of the race, Central Region Regional Marketing Manager at Kia. Happy race day. How you doing, Jerry?
Oh, happy race day. It's great to be here. I'm doing fantastic.
Absolutely. You know, we've had Todd Osmond with Goose Island. He didn't bring beer. We've had on Rita Cook with Bank of America. You know, she obviously didn't bring us any money. Have you brought us any cars, anything to show off today?
I've got some great vehicles that are going to be leading the way today. We've got our award-winning EV6 and our award-winning EV9. The 2025 EV9 was just rated by Cars.com, the best electric vehicle out there. And as you say, I've had a chance to speak with some of the elite runners, and they love the idea that there is no emissions coming from these vehicles. And it's also quiet, so they're able to focus on what their job at hand is, and it doesn't disrupt their pace. And as you can see, they do a great job of carrying the cameras and carrying the time as it goes throughout the race to lead all the elite running series.
Absolutely. Kia, a lot to brag about. Official Cars here today, the Chicago Marathon. And the partnership, when you think about it, why does it make so much sense, Kia and the Chicago Marathon? And here you are for how many years together already?
Well, this is our fourth year. It started out just as if we could, would ya? And we had the vehicles available, and it was an immediate no-brainer. And now we're the official sponsor of all three legs of the Bank of America Chicago Running Series. And it makes sense simply because if we look back last year, we were chatting about, you know, the impact on the city, the financial impact, the economic impact, and even just in terms of the amount of money being raised. Last year, they raised close to $37 million. The impact from just tourism alone last year was about $177 million, and overall economic impact, over $700 million. That type of you know, goodness, that type of giving back to the community is like what our Kia dealers in Chicago and Northwest Indiana want to do. We want to give back to the areas where we do business. We have an initiative that at Kia called Accelerate the Good. Since 2019, we have donated over $44 million to great charities across the country. Recently, we were just able to notify the Chicago Posse Foundation. We're going to support them again for the fourth year in a row. And the Chicago Posse Foundation, they offer scholarships to public school, high school students. So, you know, giving back is really another reason to be part of this race. And couldn't be more honored. As they typically say, and what we've started to say at the end of these races, just follow the electric, baby.
Yeah, just follow the electric. Is that what we're called? We're just follow the electric, baby. That's great. Jerry O'Sullivan with Kia. It's awesome to have you on the show. How are you going to be spending the rest of your race day celebrating today?
This is a vacation day for me. We've got the post-race party after that. I'm honored. I was invited to attend the champions dinner tonight. It's just a beautiful day to spend in a great city that we have here in Chicago.
And it doesn't get done so smoothly and economically without those awesome Kia vehicles out there keeping the pace, keeping things moving. What are those cars again? We'll let you go. What are you?
Sure. We've got the Kia EV9, and then we've got the Kia EV6.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on those. And thanks for the time here on our marathon show. We'll catch up with you soon, Jerry. Appreciate
it. We'll see you next year. Thanks,
guys.
All right.
Awesome stuff from Jerry from Kia here in Chicago. Jerry O'Sullivan, Central Regional Marketing Manager. Busy day for those vehicles. Guys, we're covering the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. You can also track runners with the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app powered by Tata Consulting Services. You can follow as many runners as you want, stream our broadcast, see leaderboards, get weather alerts, and more. There's no alert really about the weather today, Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, as we reset the show and let you know that John Carreño and a group of other men are off to a blazing fast and possibly sustainable start. So let's go back to that men's side. John Carreño is sort of, Jenny, setting the tone again.
Absolutely. They're now right around 2-hour pace, which is exactly where they want to be. As Josh Cox had mentioned, you know, they started out hot. They've settled into what their pace is going to be. But everybody that we've expected is up there right now, including Jacob Kiplimo, who, you know, is our half marathon world record holder, and John Carreño. It's going to be just a battle.
Last year, John Carreño broke through after finishing fourth in 23 and third in 2022, so he very much belongs at the lead of this pack. The face of the place, the defending champ, John Carreño, leading that top men's group in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Let's get a closer look at Carreño and others with Chris Wehrman, who's out in front of that lead men's pack. Chris?
Yeah, we're down to two rabbits. We still have five competitors. Carreño and Kiplimo are exactly where we would expect them to be, which is right in front of the rest of the group and right behind the rabbits. As I look, Kiplagat, who's got the second fastest PR in the group, is at the back of the pack, and he's struggling. So just give some perspective that as good as Kiplimo and Carreño look, we've got a world-class runner, 202 marathoner, who is struggling trying to hold on to the pack. But this is a fast pace. They're looking good. I think that they're in a nice, steady rhythm right now, and we'll keep it going.
Thank you, Chris. Guys, how are we reacting to what the men's pack is doing right now? Jen?
Well, Chris had said they look comfortable. They're right where they need to be. They're going to just need to work together to sustain this pace. And they've got a really good gap. You know, the first five are right around 2 hours. And then starting with number six, they're back to almost 204 already. So to me right now, it's those four. And let's just see how it plays out as we get into the later miles.
We're tracking it for you. The men's world record could fall here in Chicago for the second time in 3 years. There's an open throne for a new women's champ. We'll start naming names shortly. And the defending wheelchair champions are crushing the field, Marcel Hoog and Catherine De Bruyner. Let's go out to Trenier Mosier. We're talking about following these lead women. Looks like a two-person race at this point. Trenier, what can you make of the elite women's leaders at this moment?
Yeah, this year we have a race. It's been Seifa and Shuri that they've been running together this whole time. But honestly, there is a chase pack probably like 30 meters behind them that has been trying to get after them. So Taya and Alamu are only 30 meters behind them. So the women's race, the last few years, it's always been down to one woman. This year we have four women that are possibly, one of them could be crowned a newly Chicago champion this time around. So it's been really, really fun to see a women's race.
Good stuff, Trenier. We'll catch up with you shortly. So we're naming Bib 103 Howie Faisa, the 26-year-old from Ethiopia, and the 29-year-old Tanzanian Magdalena Shauri are our women's leaders at this point. Shauri, 218.41 in London earlier this year, 40th at the Paris Olympics last year. So not much to say about Shauri, but Faisa a little more accomplished, 217 flat in Tokyo earlier this year, 21st in the World Athletics World Rankings. Faisa and Shauri, Josh Cox, what do you think of that duo at the top of the women's field at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, they're running aggressive, but not as aggressive as the men. They're running smart, and it's exactly what they wanted to do. At the pre-race press conference, you hear a lot of this pre-race hyperbole. I'm in the shape of my life. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to execute. But that's exactly what they're doing today. And it is a good group. And I'm interested in the chase pack, too. They're not too far back. I think we're going to really have a battle here in the women's side.
Yeah, we're going to see a race, as Trenier Mosier put it, Jenny.
Absolutely.
And not just a woman against the clock.
And right now, you know, I'm big on Taye, her debut marathon, and I think she's running really smart. She's in that second pack right now. She's feeling out the race. She knows that she doesn't know what to expect in those later miles. So I'm thinking as her confidence builds and she sees those two right up in front, that she's going to slowly bring herself up to that pack.
Could the wild card, Ethiopian Igayu Taye, catch up to the two co-leaders, Faisa and Shauri, right now in the women's race at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? 29 neighborhoods is where this race cuts through. Nearly 2 million spectators. And one of the folks that joins us now, Scorehead Judson Richards. How are you? What's your point of view down where you're watching the race and in the cheer zone?
Hi, Josh. Yeah, Cermak and Wentworth here in Chinatown. 54 degrees. We're still in the shade as of now. I would expect the sun to hit us probably within the next 10 or 15 minutes. People are just kind of warming as the day goes on, more coming out, grabbing their location, sitting on the curbs. I've seen a few people with some signs. As you make the turn here at Cermak and Wentworth, really as you get into the heart of Chinatown, there are two ceremonial dragon heads, one yellow, one red, red symbolizing luck. And a lot of runners, they'll be needing it. But as of now, again, very, very comfortable. Not cold, 54 degrees, just as blue skies up above. Still yet to see any runners coming our way, but we know they're going to be here any moment, and people will be ready. I'm Judson Richards. Now back to Josh List at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center and Yoon's finish line.
Thanks, Judson. Guys, Jenny and Josh, so no matter what the runners are doing, and we're talking about record pace in three of the four races right now, the fans are going to have a good time at the many cheer zones along the course. This really is a celebration for the city. And when you're a runner and you're passing by, can that vibe from the crowd get to you? For positive or negative, how does that work?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I mean, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. Just the fans, the music, even the cowbells, everything that they're doing out there, you feel the energy, you feed off the energy, and it's also the pack of guys that you're running with. And when you're out there, you're like, these guys are my competitors. And I used to view them as my enemy, you know, and I didn't like them. But then I realized in the second half of my career, I need them to get the best out of myself. So you have so many runs where you're doing it solo, you're out by yourself, even in a training group, you get split up. Here today, you have that pack and you have the crowds, and it's really the magic of the marathon.
Yeah, I agree with what Josh is saying. But also what I love about the Chicago course is you've got those pockets of crowds that are just going crazy with their bells and cheering and yelling, have got their signs up. But you also have some quiet parts where you can kind of refocus. That's and right. Collect yourself.
Records are in jeopardy of falling here today in the Chicago Marathon. All four races are underway. The U.S. record is under assault. Guys, we've got more ahead. You'll want to stick around for Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. I'm Josh Liss. This is the Score's broadcast of the 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine being 12 years old, already having 30 bone fractures, and wondering, why can't I just play like other kids? I'm Leanne, and I was diagnosed with brittle bone disease. Now I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Lurie Children's, so every kid can just be a kid.
Join Bank of America in supporting Leanne's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Leanne. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
It doesn't matter if you're running drills at the park, playing pickup on a Saturday, or sinking the final putt. When you compete with your friends with Michelob Ultra on the line, competition isn't that friendly. The trash talk, next level, and the stakes, oh, those are crystal clear. With only 95 calories and superior smooth taste, it's the ultimate trophy. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, Superior Light Beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the title sponsor to the Abbott World Marathon Majors. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's mission is to help people live healthier, fuller lives. This year, Abbott launched Team Abbott, a community of runners who have been impacted by health challenges but refuse to let those challenges define them. To learn more about how you can register for a chance to run the Abbott World Marathon Majors with Team Abbott, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend, or visit abbott.com/marathons.
Kia has 10 electrified utility vehicles to choose from. Whether you're ready to take a Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid on a road trip, a professional looking to navigate traffic in an EV9, or someone who wants electric for every day and fuel for far away with a Sorento plug-in hybrid, Kia has something for you. Find out more at your local Kia showroom today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. The 2025 Sorento PHEV has an EPA estimated all-electric range of 31 miles on a full battery charge. Actual range will vary.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. Biofreeze menthol products will be available to sample at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race party. Biofreeze menthol products are topical pain relievers that provide a cooling sensation when applied to areas experiencing muscle and joint soreness. Biofreeze menthol products can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey from training to race day and recovery. Come learn the proper ways to recover with a physical therapist and experience the cooling relief of Biofreeze menthol products for yourself.
It's just a run until it's a race. Until you put everything on the line to cross the line. And it's just water until it's Culligan. Because when it comes to running your marathon, you get out what you put in. So train with cleaner, safer, better-tasting water. And go further with certified Culligan filtration. Culligan, water you love.
Culligan is a proud partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
A life in motion is a life well lived. As you prepare for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Advocate Healthcare is here to help you stay strong through every mile. If joint pain and lingering aches try to slow you down, our nationally recognized orthopedic experts are ready to step in with same and next day appointments available close to home. Because when you feel best on your feet, there's no limit to how far you can go. Advocate Healthcare, proud to be the official healthcare partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
My marathon isn't about time. It's about my 26 friends with intellectual disabilities I'm dedicating each mile to. I'm Joseph. I'm running my first Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Special Olympics Illinois to help give my friends a place to shine.
Join Bank of America in supporting Joseph's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportjoseph. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, Biofreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
The Score is where you hear the biggest sporting events in Chicago, like the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, where world records fall, and today the men's lead pack is on world record pace. There will be a new women's champion crowned today, and in the men's wheelchair field, the silver bullet Marcel Hoog is lapping the field looking for another victory in Chicago, while Champagne's own Susanna Scaroni has seized the lead in what seemed like an impossible task over Catherine DeBrunner. It's Scaroni, the American, in the lead in the women's wheelchair race. Hi, everyone, on The Score this morning. Thanks for being with us, off and running on our marathon coverage. I'm Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox alongside me. Real quick, guys, we got the water guy here, Culligan Water here, but Jenny and Josh, real quick, what are we most excited about right now, this point in the race?
Well, I'm excited about the hot pace that the men are on, and I'm excited, really excited this year for we're actually having a race with the women. You know, in the past 2 years, we've had one woman just take out the lead and just stay there. It's been a little, you know, ho-hum for us to report on, but this year, it's a race.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Josh, I think on the men's side right now, they're on 2 hours, 28 second pace. So that is very, very hot. Would be really something to see what Kipton did here to have this as a follow-up Just amazing. They're out front. And like Jenny said, there is a battle on the women's side, and they've been much more measured with their pacing. So I think we could see a big negative split from them.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, these elite runners go through water stations. They grab their elite fluids, but most of the 99% of the runners here in this marathon are grabbing water, Culligan water. The Culligan man is here, President and Chief Finance and Administrative Officer at Culligan, Al Hammoud. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Oh, what a beautiful day to be in Chicago and to see this amazing race.
The only thing more
awesome.
Blue than the sky is the Culligan recyclable water bottle.
That's right. Last year, we passed out 150,000 of them, replaced all those plastics. The runners are deliberate what they put in their body, and Culligan water is what we want in their body.
Yeah, Culligan's cool again. They've got those awesome bottles. You refill them. It's made a real impact, you know, on, against the waste and things, the recycling trend. You're certainly on the right side of that. Why is it so important for Culligan to be out here at the Chicago Marathon?
Oh, I think our backbone of what we do, how we do it, is predicated upon sustainability. Sustainability has two prongs. It's health and wellness, and it's environmental safety. In both those instances, we want to be on the forefront of that, and what a better way to do it than with the Chicago Marathon.
So, Culligan, as far as activations, race day stuff, knowing people in the race, where's your imprint? Where are people seeing Culligan water in and around the race?
You'll see it's post day, and you're going to see his finish line handing out to all these amazing marathon runners. We're super pumped, and you'll see Culligan runners. We have brought runners from all around the world, every continent, to participate in this amazing event and showcase our number one city.
That's great stuff. So, of course, this is an event, a sporting event that could end up being, you know, another memorable world record finish. And Culligan and Al Hammoud, you know, to be a part of a world-class event. And this isn't just a Chicago local setup. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, it must be many months while you get organized together just to leave your mark here today.
Oh, definitely that. We have an amazing partnership and marketing team that set this up that takes years. It takes years. And we're taking this blueprint to other major cities and other major marathons because Chicago has been and will continue to be so successful.
Oh, that's great stuff. So, Al, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate you joining the show. Culligan water is where it's at. The cool blue bottles are refillable. You're the President and Chief Finance and Administrative Officer at Culligan. Friend of the score, so we appreciate the time, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, and thank you guys for doing such a great job.
You are welcome. Thanks for Culligan for being such an important part of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Are they going out too fast? Oh, goodness. Race director Kerry Pinkowski told us, look at the flags. Look at the trees. Nothing's blowing. And he told us to sit back and relax and enjoy it. And now Kerry joins us here yards from the finish line. What's happening here with this men's race?
Josh, how are you?
Doing fantastic.
Are you guys done wringing your hands? I was listening to the earlier this in the broadcast. They're doing what they came here to do. They're doing what they prepared to do. You know, the course record, we all know what that time is. I think both of these athletes felt that they could go after that and attack that. That's what they're doing. And in order to do that, you got to go out fast.
Yeah, and a full cooperation of pacers and other runners that really made it organized within that chaos, Kerry.
We spent a lot of time with those guys making sure, if you notice, we had guys that were going to – we had pacers for the pacers. So we had a couple of guys that were going to take the pacers to the halfway point, and then the halfway point, those guys can take off from there. So, yeah, there was strategy to this. I know you guys were criticizing it earlier on the broadcast, but that's what we do here, Josh.
We would never criticize a world record pace.
Hey, I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying the fastest times in history are on even or negative splits. These guys got excited. They all went out fast. It is exciting. It makes for great radio. It makes for great TV.
Mitch Rosen's here. Are we allowed to do cash here or what?
Hey, I love Parker, you guys work on the women's side.
Circa. Yeah. I can't because of my world athletics things. I can't do it, but I would advise you guys to go to Circa.
That's good.
But no, we're really happy. We got great weather conditions. These two guys, Kip Limo and Career won here last year, ran fast. Look, we got a break. Look at this. You know, I'll let you guys call on this, but this is where you've got a guy to a classic confrontation. He has to get away from Kip Limo. Kip Limo needs to hang on. That's the baseline of some great competition. A la Tanui, Kanucci, Joan and Ingrid Christensen. That's the culture and the history here.
Yeah, last year's race saw Catherine de Bruyner crush the field in the women's wheelchair race. Now Champagne Susanna Scaroni at age 34, who suffered through a flat tire like in Boston and Chicago here last year, seems to be dominating in the chair race. How cool is it to see one of Chicago's own out in front of one of the races?
It's amazing. It's amazing. But I'll reiterate, we got a little wind picking up here on Columbus Drive, but up north there, you could see the leaves up top were just standing still. So if the wind stays down, and what it looks like it's coming south to north, so when they make the turn down, it's going to blow them up this way. So that's going to be an asset.
All right, we're keeping an eye on the conditions. There wasn't much of a breeze in the forecast, just 6 to 9 sort of miles per hour. So that's noticeable. Some of the flags are moving. Guys, we've got Kerry Pinkowski with us, 35-year race director. So many records have fallen over the years. We don't want to get too fixated on records because on your women's race, a new champion will be crowned, and it looks like there's a real sort of shoulder-to-shoulder race happening in that event.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. You know, this is an opportunity. Josh, you know, Jenny, you know, you win the Chicago Marathon. It changes your life. It changes your career. So there's a lot at stake for this. These athletes have prepared, in some cases, 6 months, 8 months to get here. So, you know, just got to respect that. Great kids. I thought everything will on the front end, the travel, everybody got here on time. Our hotel, Tracy Wilson, our lead athlete coordinator, she flipped up the meal program this year, and she changed the diet was at the request of some of the athletes, some of the meal and the diet they were calling for to match up with what they're doing. So I just saw a real relaxed group. They got out for their training, and we had some great days leading up. And, you know, a day like today is when champions seize the moment.
Absolutely. And I want to just piggyback on what Kerry had said earlier. As an elite athlete, you take advantage of days like this, the weather, the field, the environment. You don't have many opportunities. You never know what's going to happen on race day with weather and all those other things. So you take advantage of it, and you go get the best out of yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and really on the American
side.
The
weather is excellent today. Excellence is what we look for.
Well, you can't say it enough, really, is the point, how much of a factor it is.
It's absolutely perfect. And as a marathon runner, you only have so many opportunities. And we always begin with the end in mind and work backwards. From an American standpoint, our trials is going to be in March of 2028. And working back from there, you only have so many times you get in a box and get to take a swing. And so you don't know what the weather is going to be, but Chicago delivers year in and year out. We get these lab-like conditions. And, I mean, Kerry, I'm excited to see them go out at 157 pace. I'm like,
that's what you paid for, right?
It's riveting. It's not me doing it. I'm here in a booth.
Mitch has got a nice breakfast here. Glenn has set this up. You guys are enjoying this, man.
It's great.
This is history.
They did settle in, both the lead men and the American men, with Manson Kiptu, our new U.S. citizen. They did settle in. Mance was 14:23. His next 5K was 14:57. So he's settling in. 59 flat at 20K. Kiptu, 3 seconds behind, 59:03. So these guys are duking it out there. That's 2:04:35 pace, which is exactly what Mance wanted. So they have settled in. It's perfect. I think one of these two guys gets the AR today.
Wow. Score listeners, I want to let you know that it's me, Josh Liss, along with experts Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, and longtime race director Kerry Pinkowski, right here yards ahead of the finish line. And as far as timing goes, we're going to call men's and women's wheelchair winners in about 10 and 15 minutes. So that's coming up soon. And then the men's champion and potential world record could go down in about 1 hour, 9:35 a.m., and the women's winner will come across about 9:50 a.m. So this is the window where you don't want to go anywhere on the score. I think it's interesting that your defending champion, Kerry Pinkowski, has an older brother, Wesley Carrere, John's older brother, who's a Boston Marathon champion.
Absolutely.
And ran Chicago 7 times, including second place in 2011 behind the one and only Moses Mosop. So John Carrere is kind of like family with this race, the little brother of a past 7-time competitor.
His older brother is familiar with Chicago. That's always a positive. And then obviously his brother went in Boston, and then John wins Boston. So it really is. They've got a wonderful camp where you have a brother that's advising you. Coach Mann coached Wesley, is now coaching John. So they haven't varied far from the script, but they realize what they need to do, the consistency, and they have the the you know, Wesley had done these things, so they have all of this data and information that worked, and maybe some things that didn't work. So he's probably the most guided and on the most direct path of any distance runner in the world.
Yeah, amazing. Wesley Carrere, the older brother, a defending champ, and current Chicago Marathon co-leader John Carrere. Chris Wehrman of our team is following the elite men, and we're going to shoot out to him right now for his point of view. Chris? Chris Wehrman, join us in a second here. There are two men running side by side. Are you there, Chris?
Yes. The race got interesting right at the half marathon mark. We had five athletes and two pacers. Both pacers dropped out. Kiplagat dropped out, and Carrere made a move as he ran through the loop and then made his turn to head west on Adams. He had seemingly gapped Kiplimo for a moment. Broke the other Kiplino, Philemon, and Kiprodo. But then, as we were heading towards the 15-mile marker, Kiplimo was able to catch back up to Carrere. Now they're running side-by-side. This is now, just as we pass mile 15, a two-man race, and they are still running at marathon record pace.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, over 10 miles to go for the elite men. John Carrere, the defending champ, being challenged by Jacob Kiplimo, making his Chicago Marathon debut. Experience on the Chicago streets versus non-experience. Of course, we've had debut runners win here. It's not unheard of. But what could someone with Chicago Marathon experience like John Carrere have as an edge on a first-time runner in Chicago like Jacob Kiplimo, Jen?
Oh, the environment. He knows where all the turns are. He knows where the crowd pockets are. He knows where all the aid stations are. He just has a better feel for the city and where he can attack and where he needs to make his move.
Yeah, and really last year, I was looking at my notes from our call last year here, and John Carrere, he broke away last year after 30K. He put down a 4:22 mile. That next 5K split was 14:01. So that's where he broke the race open. He's known as a second half runner, and we were discussing this during the break. Can Carrere still be a second half runner while going out in 157 and then 159 pace? And he's settling in that 2 hour range, but can he gather up the strength? Is he going to have the legs to go? It's going to be fun to see.
They're by the United Center, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, some of the greatest runners in the world, passing by the house that Michael Jordan built and where the Bulls and Blackhawks play, an amazing open part of this course. They're passing a water station right now, the two men's leaders. One of them is taking fluids. One of them seems to be jogging through. It's a key part of the course. Let's go out to Gabe Ramirez. It's not a marathon party without checking in with Gabe. How are you? How are things going?
Doing great, Josh Liz. Of course, you can feel the heartbeat of the marathon right here in Pilsen. And I got to tell you, this is not just a mile marker. This is a celebration. Families are out in full force. People are cooking. Speakers are blasting. Kids holding homemade signs for runners they've never even met before. And I got to be honest, I am next to a family that is from Guatemala. Their son is running in the race today, and they are excited as ever. But you know what? In Pilsen, every runner gets adopted for a few seconds, regardless of where you're from. You can see the smiles, you can hear the horns, and you can feel it in your chest, guys. I'm excited for this one. Gabe Ramirez, now back to Josh List at the Bank of America Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Great stuff, Gabe. Thanks for checking in, bringing the vibes, just like Mike Esposito up on the other end of the course. He's up north. He's seen how many tens of thousands of runners go by him. Mike, what's your point of view at this stage of the race?
Yeah, Josh, we are here right off of Belmont and Broadway, and while sadly in Wrigleyville there won't be any more baseball being played this year, lots of runners coming through, tons of people, and lots of noise, as you can undoubtedly hear behind me from some of the bars and restaurants in the area with stages set up out here, but just tons of crowds here lining Broadway and masses of both men and women runners running through as we speak. To me, one of the more fun areas of the course, and just people of all different nationalities and different flags hanging out, rooting on their loved ones at this point. And Josh, I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to stay here and have some breakfast once the race is done. But that's all from here for now. I'm Mike Esposito. Back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
You're awesome, Espo. Great teammates with the score. Marcel Hoog, speaking of flags, of Switzerland, turns 40 in January. So here at age 39, the silver bullet Hoog is moments away from claiming another Chicago Marathon victory. We're going to see Hoog whiz by us in the next couple of minutes. He's considered the top wheelchair racer of all time. Jenny and Josh, thoughts on Hoog as he zips around up to us soon?
Just a legendary athlete, legendary performer. He's gonna have his four-peat today, winning in 22, 23, and 24. And there he goes right by us.
Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, won't even have to push hard as he cruises across the finish line as a repeat winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Soon to be 40, Switzerland's silver bullet has thrown the flag and planted it here in Chicago. Defending champ and course record holder and multiple Chicago champion. There's no one quite like Marcel Hoog.
Not at all. He is so dominant. I know he missed having Daniel Romanchuk out there today. Those two have such a battle, and they push themselves to times that we can't even imagine. But congratulations, sixth Chicago Marathon championship.
And we'll get some time soon. He set the course record twice in Chicago. We'll find out soon if Hoog beat the clock or if he just earned that first place medal. He's used to it. Mentioned last April, Hoog won in Boston and then went to London and won 6 days later, and he had already done that once before in his career. There's really only one Marcel Hoog, Josh.
Only one. The guy is without precedent. He asserted his dominance again today. And like you, Jenny, I was a bum for Daniel. You hate to see any kind of injury, particularly one in the nature of what happened in Sydney with the spectator. But he'll be back as well. And you know what? It's seeing those two guys battling it out up front is always a privilege. But Marcel Hoog, once again, the class of the field.
Marcel Hoog is the men's wheelchair champ. The other races are still rolling. We're going to monitor Champagne's Susanna Scaroni and her chase after the women's wheelchair title after falling out with some chair mishaps last year. The elite women and men are in the middle of their race, and for Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox, we're going to catch our breath here. Stick around. We've got a lot more to come on the Score's coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon at 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marathon Day is almost here, Chicago. You've got the miles and dialed in the playlist. Now let's talk gear. Shox, the official headphone partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, delivers incredible sound with a signature open-ear design that keeps you aware on the road, connected to the crowd, and motivated mile after mile. Find yours at shox.com. Shox, be open.
It doesn't matter if you're running drills at the park, playing pickup on a Saturday, or sinking the final putt. When you compete with your friends with Michelob Ultra on the line, competition isn't that friendly. The trash talk, next level, and the stakes, oh, those are crystal clear. With only 95 calories and superior smooth taste, it's the ultimate trophy. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025, Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Running is how I cope with the grief from losing loved ones to a mental health crisis. I'm Bria. I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for No Stigmas to create more mental health advocates. Even if just one person can avoid the same loss, that would be enough.
Join Bank of America in supporting Bria's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Bria. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Kia has 10 electrified utility vehicles to choose from. Whether you're ready to take a Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid on a road trip, a professional looking to navigate traffic in an EV9, or someone who wants electric for every day and fuel for far away with a Sorento plug-in hybrid, Kia has something for you. Find out more at your local Kia showroom today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. The 2025 Sorento PHEV has an EPA estimated all-electric range of 31 miles and a full battery charge. Actual range will vary.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. BioFreeze menthol products will be available to sample at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race party. BioFreeze menthol products are topical pain relievers that provide a cooling sensation when applied to areas experiencing muscle and joint soreness. BioFreeze menthol products can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey from training to race day and recovery. Come learn the proper ways to recover with a physical therapist and experience the cooling relief of BioFreeze menthol products for yourself.
Imagine being 12 years old, already having 30 bone fractures, and wondering, why can't I just play like other kids? I'm Leanne, and I was diagnosed with brittle bones disease. Now I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Lurie Children's, so every kid can just be a kid.
Join Bank of America in supporting Leanne's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Leanne. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Not a race. Races. For you, the elite men and women are running shoulder to shoulder in the lead pack, and the men are on world record time. We're going to let you know about the men's wheelchair runner who's already crossed, and the woman from Champaign who's battled back from wheelchair problems and flat tires to take the lead today on that women's chair field. It's Josh Liss with Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, yards from the finish line under a brilliant blue sky here in Grant Park. The 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is in full swing. Over 50,000 runners are on the course, but only two are out in front of the men's pack, and those names are John Carrier and Jacob Kiplimo. And Chris Wehrman of our team has his eyes on that pair. Chris, what do you see at this point in the race?
Well, we just ran through Greektown. We're heading south on Halstead. We're going to be on Taylor Street in Little Italy in just a moment. Although they are running together, I do not get the sense that they are working together. This is a battle right now, the Titans. Kiplimo looks a little bit more relaxed to me, but career is clearly determined. As we head south on Halstead, when we pass mile 20 and we make the turn from Canalport on to Cermak, that's going to be a tight turn. So I'm curious to see as we approach that point if a move is going to be made before then or when we get there, because one of these guys are going to have to make a move soon if they want to try to break the other athlete.
Thank you, Chris Wehrman. Interesting, Jenny Spangler. There's some competition going on there. Chris isn't sure if they're working together or against each other. What are you seeing?
Oh, I've got to believe they're working against each other. They want to own that world record at the end of the day or own that win. And so they're doing what they need to do, staying within themselves and taking advantage of the crowd and all the environment out there. But yeah, they're rolling and they're rolling on their own.
How are we sizing up the competition between John Career and Jacob Kiplimo, Josh?
Yeah, I agree with Jenny. They're absolutely not friends out there. They're not working together. They are battling, and neither one, they're both running shoulder to shoulder, which from an etiquette standpoint is what you're supposed to do. If you're battling a guy, the pacemakers are gone. Once they fall off, this is where the real racing begins. And sometimes you'll see an athlete get right behind a guy and draft off a guy. And really, it's kind of faux pas if there's only two of you. And there can be some jockeying and a guy gesturing for the other guy to go forward. But right now, they're shoulder to shoulder, and they're battling down between the curbs. And this is going to be a clash of the Titans here once we get to this last 10K.
A clash of the Titans in the men's race. And a couple of Titans on the women's side. One of them will take the scepter and become a new Chicago champion. Trenere Mosier is out in front of the women's leaders. It's been shoulder to shoulder the whole time. Trenere, what do you make of the women's elites out in front right now?
Currently, we're just passing United Center, so we hit the 25K. It's been shoulder to shoulder, like you said, Josh. It has been Seifa and Shuri. They have been shoulder to shoulder running together. They still have their pacer. The women's pacer usually goes through 40K, so the women's pacer usually does run with them longer. So he's been out front, just really guiding the way. They have not looked stressed at all. They've been hitting. They started out running 5:14s, but they've dropped to 5:07 pace. So they've been really running fast. But what's really interesting is the pace of that. We have Alamu right at the half. They hit 64, and Alamu kicked it up a notch. Right now, she's only 10 meters behind. They did drop Teha. She is running alone. So essentially, we do have it down to a three-woman race. So I'm really excited to see how this really plays out.
Fantastic stuff, Trenere. The women's race is fascinating, Jenny Spangler.
Yeah.
Some new names, mixing it up.
Exactly. And, you know, my favorite, Taye, is dropping back a little bit. Marathon debut. You just never know what's going to happen after that halfway mark. But very excited for this race. You know, they're neck and neck. And this is what we love to see. This is what the crowds love to see. This is what Chicago's all about, is the battle.
All of a sudden, an accordion maneuver is happening in the men's race, John Cox. Josh Cox.
Yeah, you look at this thing. Jacob Kiplimo he's putting the hammer down, and Career's in trouble. This you've seen some moves here early on, and it's that little rubber band effect where Kiplimo will assert himself, he'll go, but then Career covers the move. It looks to me, I mean, Kiplimo looks so strong, so good. His turnover, he's bouncing off the road, and he gave a quick glance back and looked over his shoulder, and this is the definitive move right now. He's making a break.
Jacob Kiplimo, the 24-year-old from Uganda, making his Chicago Marathon debut. We were asking you earlier, Jenny, describing experienced versus non-experienced. Kiplimo's his first run through the streets of Chicago here.
Absolutely, and you always talk about, you know, his debut marathon was in London this year, 203:37, which is extremely respectable for your very first marathon. But yeah, we're talking about knowing the course, knowing the environment, and he's just running out of his mind. He doesn't care about all that stuff. He's running within himself. And, you know, you think 56:42 for his half marathon, the pace they went out is probably comfortable for him. And I was always worried about career going out so fast, how he would handle that second half.
Yeah, and the rest of that big opening pack has dropped back. So the men's and women's fields have thinned out. We're getting ready to call a women's wheelchair champion in the next few minutes while the elite runners will finish into next hour. Out in front of the pack, it's Kyle Milnemau, US 99. You're a runner, but you've never seen the Chicago Marathon from that point of view, have you, Kyle?
Absolutely not, and it's absolutely incredible watching Gib Limo pull away. The crowd's a little bit thinned out here as we just get past Little Italy, but the view that I'm seeing is just the streets start to line with not only families. I'm counting about one dog for every 20 people, and people hanging over their patios cheering on. It's the most unique view you can get of the Chicago Marathon. I'm Kyle Milnemau. Now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Awesome stuff, Kyle, US 99. Jenny Spangler, I want to zone in on Susanna Scaroni. What a up and down sort of career over these last few years she's had. We're talking about the 34-year-old who lives and trains in Champaign. Chicago Marathon debut in 2011. She was seventh. Today's her 11th Chicago Marathon, and she's in the lead seemingly all alone for most of this race here.
Yeah, you know, Susanna, she won in 2022, but she stated over and over again, every time I hear in her press conference, that she loves courses with hills. You know, she loves Boston. She was first in Boston, first in Sydney, which is a hilly course. She tends to not like the flatter courses as well, but today, you can't tell.
Well, she certainly knows her way around, Josh, if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I love the redemption arc here because last year she did have that flat at mile three. She stayed in the race, subsequently finished 12th, but then she rebounded and she won New York City. And then earlier this year, she was second at Tokyo. She won Boston and then was runner-up at London. And now she looks to add that Chicago Marathon title to her 2025 CV.
Redemption on the way for Susanna Scaroni of Champaign. Switzerland's defending champ Catherine De Bruyne, nowhere to be seen. The men's wheelchair champion has already been crowned. Marcel Hoog, again, the silver bullet. Six-time winner here. Unofficial time, 1 hour, 23 minutes, 20 seconds. Not a men's wheelchair world record. Connor Mance got some interesting competition overnight. You heard me right. The top American man in the field, right above Galen Rupp, Mance, all of a sudden found out overnight that Kenyan Wesley Kiptoo had been granted his U.S. citizenship and was allowed to run as a U.S. citizen in this race. Unheard of, guys, right?
Yeah, really, it's without precedent. I mean, I work with athletes. We run an agency. We've worked on citizenship. It's a long, arduous process. And, you know, I'm sure that the attorneys and everyone was kind of their hey, get it done by this date. And this is, if it weren't for the 11th hour, this thing doesn't get done, right? And it was shocking last night when the news came through and USA Track and Field made a statement, race made a statement, and it's like, okay, here we go. And we have a new American citizen. He is a world-class distance runner. He hasn't figured out the marathon yet. From what I heard from his coach and teammates is the fueling had been the issue. And it's really, we know the talent's there. This guy, I think, he can be a 204 marathoner. He might be one today.
Yeah, describing Wesley Kiptoo, who was born and raised in Kenya, but is a new U.S. citizen. And overnight, we got the breaking news. He would be running today for the first time as a U.S. citizen. And Connor Mance's big goal coming into here was to break the long-held U.S. record. So Mance, Kiptoo, and others, a race within the race. Mount Roosevelt is the last big hill before turning up the finish line north on Columbus Drive. And Susanna Scaroni is just at the top. She's crested Mount Roosevelt. Scaroni from Champaign to Chicago in her 11th Chicago Marathon is all alone, ripping those hands down onto those wheels, one after another. Scaroni's pace will leave her in the lead as she comes down the stretch. Susanna Scaroni, who's got the fastest all-time but not on a world record-eligible course. Scaroni from Champaign is back from a flat tire last year and crosses first. Susanna Scaroni, the women's winner in the wheelchair field in the 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
And did you see the smile on her face when she was coming down that finish line, pumping up her arms in the air? She is thrilled to be back in the championship circle.
She wasn't able to pump up a flat tire last year in Chicago. That left her 12th, well below expectations. But Susanna Scaroni, Josh, finishes first with that giant smile on her face.
It never grows old, and she's such a fantastic human being. Always has a smile, always complimentary to her competitors. She's someone you see, and you see how grateful she is for these opportunities. And particularly after last year's 12th place and flat tire, I love that she came back here and is able to break the tape.
The Susanna Scaroni Redemption Tour is on, champion in Chicago. We've got two winners in already, and we're going to crown two more, along with Connor Mance chasing the newly U.S. citizenized Wesley Kiptoo for the U.S. men's record. So much more to track. We're happy you're with us. Stick around. It's the 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
My marathon isn't about time. It's about my 26 friends with intellectual disabilities I'm dedicating each mile to. I'm Joseph. I'm running my first Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Special Olympics Illinois to help give my friends a place to shine.
Join Bank of America in supporting Joseph's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportjoseph. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
It's just a run until it's a race. Until you put everything on the line to cross the line. And it's just water until it's Culligan. Because when it comes to running your marathon, you get out what you put in. So train with cleaner, safer, better-tasting water. And go further with certified Culligan filtration. Culligan, water you love.
Culligan is a proud partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Marathon Day is almost here, Chicago. You've got the miles and dialed in the playlist. Now let's talk gear. Shox, the official headphone partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, delivers incredible sound with a signature open-ear design that keeps you aware on the road, connected to the crowd, and motivated mile after mile. Find yours at shox.com. Shox, be open. Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the title sponsor to the Abbott World Marathon Majors. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's mission is to help people live healthier, fuller lives. This year, Abbott launched Team Abbott, a community of runners who have been impacted by health challenges but refuse to let those challenges define them. To learn more about how you can register for a chance to run the Abbott World Marathon Majors with Team Abbott, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend, or visit abbott.com/marathon.
Running is how I cope with the grief from losing loved ones to a mental health crisis. I'm Bria. I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for No Stigmas to create more mental health advocates. Even if just one person can avoid the same loss, that would be enough.
Join Bank of America in supporting Bria's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportbria. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
A life in motion is a life well lived. As you prepare for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Advocate Healthcare is here to help you stay strong through every mile. If joint pain and lingering aches try to slow you down, our nationally recognized orthopedic experts are ready to step in, with same and next day appointments available close to home. Because when you feel best on your feet, there's no limit to how far you can go. Advocate Healthcare, proud to be the official healthcare partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
It doesn't matter if you're running drills at the park, playing pickup on a Saturday, or sinking the final putt. When you compete with your friends with Michelob Ultra on the line, competition isn't that friendly. The trash talk, next level, and the stakes, oh, those are crystal clear. With only 95 calories and superior smooth taste, it's the ultimate trophy. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Imagine being 12 years old, already having 30 bone fractures, and wondering, why can't I just play like other kids? I'm Leanne, and I was diagnosed with brittle bone disease. Now, I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Lurie Children's, so every kid can just be a kid.
Join Bank of America in supporting Leanne's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Leanne. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.